Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be, of course, as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. Let's move this along. We've got a couple of interesting aspects to these markets. We've got a now finally a trade deal with Japan. So that's quite an interesting development because Trump was talking about how difficult Japan were being, and they don't want, they don't want some of U.S. goods. Well, we've got an agreed tariff at 15%. There's a bit of a, I suppose, a positive market response to that strange increase in prices that are coming down the tracks. I think largely off the fact that many were anticipating that it would be a little worse than the 15%. So it's an interesting little piece of development. I don't think there's much follow through with trade deals with other, like the European Union, for example. So I think they're going to be at different rates. It's going to be really, really interesting. The markets are clearly kind of waiting now for some sort of interesting news. It seems Donald Trump is a little bit more committed to the tariff narrative. Many are thinking it's just a negotiation to, perhaps remove tariffs or to lower them. Doesn't really seem to be the case that there is an agenda to just go full steam, hit those tariffs, and maybe we've had all the pauses and postponements that we could have. So very, very, very interesting dynamics. We've never really been here before, so let's see how these markets, and we're in a bit of a positive euphoria. Now, is this sort of the move prior to the move would be something that we'd be mindful of. So let's it's like a reverse April 9th situation where prices were sorry, where markets were turning really, really negative until they flipped around. Now things are quite negative, but prices are rallying. So I wonder if the reality of these tariffs kicking in on August the 1st could cause a bit of negative turmoil in markets. But look, it's there's quite a few unknowns still so far in proceedings. Okay, so look, just as a quick introduction, all profit traders need to consider what markets to trade. So which markets should be getting our attention? We'll have a look at the situation behind the 15% agreement tariff arrangement between the US and China. And we'll have a look at the yen. We'll have a look at the Nikkei to see what the market response is. It's quite surprising, all things considered. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management, we're still in two open trades. We kind of took profits on our gold trade yesterday. Really good, strong, profitable winner for us. We were quite patient, of course. We kind of had to get into it and then sit with it for a while. So, really good trade there. Took profit on it yesterday afternoon, I think, wasn't it? And we're still in the euro dollar and the pound dollar. So, we're in that trade management phase along with trend psychology, all very important features. So we discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and patient as required. So from a news scheduled point of view, there's nothing of any major interest. We've got BOJ core CPI coming back to, well, dropping ever so slightly, 20 basis points. So it's really worth looking at the yen, and we'll do so in just a second. And nothing of any major interest today, this afternoon and this evening. So existing home sales sitting around that 400 million mark, which is at the lower end, but we've kind of pretty much been here now for 2 and a bit years. So nothing really to see. Now it's tomorrow where we've got a lot of manufacturing and services PMI numbers, but there's also we're going to be hearing from the ECB. We're going to get their main refinancing rate. We're going to hear from Christine Lagarde as well in the ECB press conference. And then we've got US manufacturing services PMI numbers. So a bit of a mixed bag again across Europe. And we've got the UK numbers in here as well. So services in the UK are performing quite well. Unfortunately, manufacturing is kind of struggling. Things in the US seem to be a bit stronger. Seeing flash services PMI numbers coming in slightly higher than previous, so showing signs of growth. So let's have a look at these markets for the all important breakdown. And you can see the US indices, we're very close to all-time highs. All we've really been doing since we've sort of dropped yesterday is kind of grind. And if you guys remember, we were looking at this little bit of price action. There was a little bit of a mini head and shoulders. And we said like yesterday, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens around the 6,300 as to whether there would be any genuine selling in there because it's an important price point. And look at what happened. So in a very short period of time, we actually broke to the downside with a significant amount of volatility. And then we reversed just as quick. So we could almost look at it as a bit of a false breakout. Another opportunity for, you know, very small number of people because volume levels are broadly quite low. This is on an hourly time frame, so a bit of an uptick in volume over the last few hours. But strong rejection to the downside. So big swing lower, and we rejected most of the move very, very quickly. And now we're obviously above those particular highs, as you can see. So we're between those levels and all-time highs. US oil on the top right. It's in a long-term sideways moving pattern. So this is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21 days. So that's 4 and a bit weeks in terms of trading days. So that was when the US hit Iranian nuclear sites. And this has been the reaction in, we've had OPEC in here as well, increased supply, and we've still had no real movement out of US oil. So we're really no clearer. So yesterday, so this is the trade that we took profit on yesterday, just below the highs. We're currently at those levels now. So it's worth looking at. And we are still in the euro dollar and the pound dollar with just some continuing upside. So what I'll do is, So let me just bring up our pen. And we'll put those support and resistance levels up again. So we can work with most of these levels. So we're looking at 6,300 to see what would happen. And if we could get below 6,300 and stay below, it would be interesting to see if there would be more of a negative response. And yet we are seeing quite an exuberant, quite a kind of a bullish market dynamic. So we've got these slightly, we've still got these highs sitting in here. And we're inching a little bit closer to them as far as the US indices are concerned. And we've still got 6,300. That corresponding level is the 23,000 level for the NASDAQ. US oil is still in the same boat. And yesterday we were seeing these markets kind of pull back off their highs, and so we had this sort of pullback trade in the euro dollar and the pound dollar, and we kind of broke out above and rallied higher, which is very much in line with our expectations. So we very well may get a bit of a pullback in these trades, but just for hopefully clarity purposes, our expectations that we get another little rally to the upside in these markets. So our bias is very much to the upside for the euro dollar, pound dollar, and gold markets. We'll see if we can get into those trades again. Now, we've got a bit of a volatile trading day tomorrow coming down the tracks. Plus, if we get any other trade deals coming through, it's going to be really interesting to see how these markets play out. So, and the US indices, we've still got to break these highs. We probably expect these markets to rally up to these levels. So there's kind of a short-term, short-lived trade there. We're really in the weakness in the dollar side of this market move. So not so much buying all-time highs in US indices, but we are in the trade by default by trading a weaker dollar. So that's the correlated nature of these markets. And because of the additional global concern around global tariffs and increased prices and the potential for increased inflation, we do have an upward bias in gold still. So just like yesterday, will we break these new highs? It already looks like the pound dollar is in the process of doing it. Let's see if we get another leg to the upside. So what we would like to do is to make new highs and then start taking profit in the euro dollar and the pound dollar up at these levels. And we'll prepare ourselves for tomorrow's trading conditions. The PMI numbers, the ECB. So we've got a few things to keep an eye out for. So one more section of these markets, which just want to just reference, is we were wondering if we would see perhaps a bit of a move in markets like the yen. We have seen a couple of days of just a little bit of weakness. It's now being held up at these lower levels. But looking at the euro yen, for example, it almost appears like this is going to rally even higher, because the upper house, the government in Japan have lost the upper house. However, the prime minister is telling markets that he's got no intention of resigning. So and we've got that trade deal now between the US and Japan, so he's hanging on to political to the office itself for now. We'll see how long that lasts for, but there's no real change in the yen. And just regarding the Nikkei, this is the Japanese stock market, look at the very significant response we've seen from this trade deal. And I guess the only major reason that you can put to this is the 15% is not as bad. It's worse than the 10%, but it's not as bad as perhaps what some had feared, maybe 20-25%. So getting 15 seems to be celebrated, even though it's still a sizable tariff from zero. So is this a pattern of things to come? We've got the FTSE at all-time highs as well. We've got probably the DAX getting quite close. So is there a broad-based consensus that these additional tariffs are actually really good news for industry markets? We can't see how that's the case. We've got all the problems in the metal markets coming down the tracks. So we're now listening to analysis about tariffs coming in, and maybe there is a chance where prices won't increase. Now, that's a kind of a false belief in our opinion. So it's There's some interesting discussions around sort of tariffs and what's likely to happen with this tariff backdrop. We got that rush to get metals like copper into the US before the 50% tariff kicks in. So there's a lot of scrambling going on. If we just take a little step back and look at bond yields, this is a true indication as to whether the market is, how the market feels about these current conditions. And, the bond markets are really doing absolutely nothing, which is quite interesting. They should be pricing in whether this is good or bad for the economy. And we're kind of up and down a little bit, but we are pretty much around that 4.3 level for most of this year. So a little bit of a dazed bond market, you could say, especially in the US. And really potential further upside as well for US indices. So we're going to stick with our trade plan doesn't really need to move. We've got to bear in mind two things. The first thing is the fact that we've got mixed market conditions due to this ongoing trade tariff uncertainty, and keeping our options open because of this uncertainty is not a bad position to take. And we do want to sort of maximize our returns on the euro dollar and the pound dollar with further upside expected in those trades. We just might have to be patient over the course of the day. So US indices, further upside for now. No reason to really pull away from that. Further dollar weakness. So what I might do is just move these around. Okay. So, and we put so further dollar weakness. We could put further gold strength. So that's pretty much where we're at in terms of a trade plan, and keeping those options open, because if this market pivots, it could pivot. We might have difficulty between a US trade deal between the US and Europe. And the problem we've got is we don't really know what's coming down the tracks. Only our ability to plan and prepare for it and then take action if we need to. So that's kind of our pathway. So look, what I'll do is I'll post this into the chat box, guys. We'll let you guys go. Thanks very much for joining us as always. For those of you, just to let you know, there's no European trading session today, or the US as well. It's unavoidable that we're unable to deliver it. So apologies for that. We will be back to normal from tomorrow. So bear that in mind. And we'll let you guys go. Listen, thanks very much for joining us. Just more of the same, really, for the day ahead. Nothing too interesting, but there is a lot of news scheduled for tomorrow, especially around the euro. So we don't want to be holding on to the euro dollar going into the ECB. So we've got a window of opportunity again to see some further upside today. And if we get it, we'll be looking to book in profits. So we'll keep our options open as always. Right. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us, guys. Do take care of yourselves. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. So we'll see you then. And have a good day. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Will do. Bye for now. Oh, great stuff, Dominic. Yeah, listen, no rush whatsoever. Nice one. Right, great stuff, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now. Thank you, Daniel. Bye-bye.